I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes. Nice
dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
We back, you stupid bitch. What you thought? You thought you wasn't gonna hear another fucking podcast? Did you thought basketball? You thought this wasn't a podcast about basketball? Gilbert, welcome to the Air Buds podcast. My name's Jamel.
Has anyone ever been Gilbert Godfrey Arenas?
Could have been, should have been.
Yeah. I'm Gilbert Godfrey Arenas. Welcome to the Airbuds podcast.
There it is.
Here it is. That was Peter. I am Mike. You heard Jamel already. Welcome back. We said we'd do a second episode today. And look, are we men of our words? Most of the time, no.
Sure, no.
This time, yes.
I'm here. You're here. We're here.
We're locked in. We're tapped in.
Let's fucking go.
Come on. The West is locked in.
The West is locked in. Yesterday, we went early. There was no lockage of the Westage. And now we have the full playoff picture, guys. But before we get into the actual basketball things, let's just do some business, right? Like, this is going on the main feed. We want to plug. Go to patreon.com/airbudspod.
Wow.
If you want to support the buds, $5 a month gets you bonus episodes. It gets you Discord chat access.
Wow.
Now that we're vaccinated and things are opening up, it might be some more videos. I don't know, Jamel, maybe we should make some videos. Remember when we were just starting to put out a bunch of videos and then the pandemic happened and we couldn't look at each other?
Sure
in person?
Do.
Yeah. Who cares?
Listen.
Well, I'm still using pictures of Mike Benner kissing himself.
Yeah,
like it's the first time.
Jamel posted pictures of me kissing myself in the mirror, and you told me that was maybe our best Instagram post ever.
It was hot out the gate. I'm talking, you could tell when you get 5 likes as soon as you post something, and this we only got like 500 followers.
Okay,
it's got like 60 right now.
Is that the most important thing that's ever been posted on our Instagram?
Yes.
No, there was that one where the kid was dancing in the Jumbotron, and it was really funny. And he goes like this.
No. The pudgy kid is not better than you.
No.
Stop that, Benner.
There was also the Celtics guy posted once who like yo-yoed his head on his jersey.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Picked up by Bleacher Report.
It was fantastic.
We were in that like a good day before.
Oh, man. Remember when League Pass would show you all in arena feed? Sucks. That's what I'm hoping. Like, that's the only reason why I want things to open back up before it's just to have in arena feeds of NBA games. Anyways, at Airbuds Pod on Instagram, at Airbuds Pod on Twitter, just to plug those things. Realizing now we haven't plugged our social media in a long time. Patreon.com/airbudspod if you want to support the buds. It's worth it. We swear. And then, guys, go to TeePublic and Search for Air Buds podcast. We got some fun shirts. Peter's wearing Run right now. It is our Denver Nuggets, Nikola Jokic, Bobby Hill, Bobby Jokic. We're calling it Bobby Jokic and not Nikola Hill, right?
Only if you anyways, do a Hank Hill impression.
It's Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. We're not sugarcoating nothing.
Yeah, Nikola Jokic of the Denver Nuggets. That shirt has sold like hotcakes. We've got a brand new Washington Mystics shirt up there, which I love. I can't wait to get mine in the mail. It's so fucking gorgeous. It is Elena Deladon as a tarot card. Shout out to whom was the artist, Jamel?
Adrian Lobel.
Adrian Lobel. It's so beautiful. So much so that I'm like, I think I might just want to commission 11 more, like one for each WNBA team.
Oh, just full tarot set?
Full tarot set.
That's a really good idea.
Yeah.
Why not?
Why not indeed? Yeah. TeePublic, search for Air Buds podcast. You'll find us. You'll get shirts. It'll be great. Guys, we're back. It's basketball time.
Woo! I'm so fucking smacked right now.
While I was just rambling on about plugging ourselves, I was watching Jamel just drink down that joint.
I'm taking a doink. I'm taking a mid-sized doink to the noink right now.
Yeah, doink to the noink. That might be our next shirt on TeePublic. Doink to the noink.
Doink to the noink with a picture of Champ with cheese. Let's get Deion Waiters on there.
You know what I've noticed because of NBA broadcasts recently? Domino's has brought back the Noid.
Yeah.
You guys remember the Noid?
Avoid the Noid.
The Noid, Peter, you've definitely seen him. He's Domino's, an old Domino's mascot from the
90s. Oh, yeah. They brought him back.
With the long ears. Yeah.
He's back. Trying to stop the driverless cars.
Yeah. Which, I'm kind of honestly, I'm on the Noid side on this one for sure. Yeah, we don't need driverless cars. Did you guys know the reason why Domino's got rid of the Noid?
Why?
You can go Google this. This is a fun little fun fact. The Noid played into someone's psychosis breakdown, and they went to a Domino's and murdered a Domino's employee because they thought the Noid was after them.
Fuck yeah.
Honestly, that's some good advertising right there.
The Noid's back, baby.
The Noid.
They were like, it's just the statute of limitations has expired, and the Noid is
That dude was crazy regardless, bro, because he would have done the same shit when the Honey Nut Cheerio Bee came out later.
It's true. Yeah. Any mascot would have done it to this guy, but the Noid took the rap. This is like, you know, the Noid was the Two Live Crew of his industry.
God, the Noid was a physical manifestation of all the challenges inherent to getting a pizza delivered in 30 minutes or less.
Oh, because he's annoyed or paranoid. But it's like Noid is like paranoid. I'm noided.
I think it's got to be annoyed because you're like annoyed. You're annoyed.
Oh, all right.
I don't know. Anyways, check out the Noid.
January 30th, 1989. Kenneth Lamar Noid, a guy named Noid.
Oh shit! I forgot that detail. His name was Noid.
Kenneth Lamar Noid, Ill man who thought the ad campaign was at a personal attack on himself, entered a Domino's restaurant in Georgia and held two employees hostage for 5 hours.
Oh, I got some of the details wrong. You know, you don't think about these things for a long time, and you just I got the spirit of the story.
Wait, right? Hold on. No, this is
Peter was
crazy.
Trying to step on your joke
after
with
telling
facts.
The employees that Domino.
I appreciate it. I want to know.
No. Hold on. Listen, this is important podcasting. After telling the employees that Domino's owner Tom Monahan had stolen his name, he forced them to call Domino's headquarters and demand $100,000 and a white limousine as a getaway transport. After offering to exchange one hostage for a copy of The Widow's Son, Noid reneged on the officer after a police officer brought him in the book. He eventually became hungry and forced the employees to make him two special pizzas. While Noid ate the pizzas with his gun in his lap, the hostages escaped. Noid surrendered to the police shortly after. Two shots were fired by Noid during the incident. After the incident, Police Chief Reed Miller told reporters he's paranoid. Noid was charged with kidnapping, assault, possession, and a firearm during the crime. He was found not guilty by reason of insanity. His spent time in a mental institution, and then he died in 1995 by suicide. Okay, so it was a pretty good run there for the Noid.
Whoa. Had he heard of Big Noid?
Right. Do you think the Noid reached out to the real Noid while he was in prison? Just kind of be like, hey, man, stay strong in there. Us Noids got to stick together. I want to write that
commercial
movie.
In for Burger King where some dude just named Michael Benner was constantly trying to stop people from getting hamburgers. I mean, that might drive you fucking nuts.
I mean, look, my Christian name was Hamburglar Benner, and about 14, 15, I emancipated and changed it legally. Hamburglar George Benner is my birth name.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, it is.
This is a podcast about basketball. I do think I'm going to maybe try to write that movie.
You should.
An 80s set hostage movie set in a Domino's pizza for insane reasons. Yes, that's a comedy right there. Danny fucking McBride plays Reginald Noid or whatever his name is.
Kenneth Noid.
Was it like Kenneth Lamont Noid? What was it?
Yeah.
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 I mean, come on. Writes itself. This is a podcast about basketball.
Yes. Kenneth Lamar Noid.
Kenneth Lamar Noid. Guys, the Western playoff picture is set.
I don't believe you.
Well, Jamel, look, we got the 1 seed Jazz, we got the 2 seed Suns, we got the 3 seed Nuggets, we got the 4 seed Clippers, we got the 5 seed Mavericks, we got the 6 seed Blazers, we got the 7 seed Lakers, we got the 8 seed Warriors, we got the 9 seed Grizzlies, and we got those Spurs, which we already knew about yesterday, being at 10.
Wow.
Did the NBA and Adam Silver luck into like the biggest possible sales pitch for the play-in tournament by having LeBron and Steph Curry face each other?
No.
Can I be honest, though? The answer is, yeah, I guess maybe the answer is whatever, but I am fucking hyped for if the Warriors win this game, that'll really piss me off because the Suns-Lakers first-round series is the real fucking juice of this.
Yeah.
This potential matchup.
It makes me sad to think about already, but this is the West. It is what it is. It is what it has always been.
Do you think there will be any kind of gamesmanship happening? Because if I'm the Warriors or the Lakers, I'm like, I kind of want to see the Jazz in round one.
Yeah.
I guess less so for the Warriors
because you're just sits. Yeah. Yes. That might be some gamesmanship.
Yeah. It's like, it is crazy, like, how, I don't know, I'm just looking at the Suns and the Jazz, I'm just like, yes, any team would love to play the Jazz.
But it's like, why? Why don't people fear Jordan Clarkson?
I love Jordan Clarkson.
He's hot right now.
I'd love
to. He's hot right now.
He's been hot for a while. I mean, looks-wise, come on.
I was trying to do analytics.
He is very hard right now. He's always been a very good, productive player.
Did you say hard?
Have you watched him? Has he been on a team that you followed?
Yeah.
I would just...
Don't do the Cavs. Don't do Cavs math. Peter's doing Cavs math again.
He's... Okay. I think here's what it's been. He's always been a good fantasy basketball player. And that's why I know him. Okay. He's productive.
Yeah. And on the Jazz, that makes sense. He's like... He doesn't need to be he can be the fourth best person. And that's great for him.
Yeah, exactly. He's a bench guy. First off, the bench guy.
Peter, he averaged 17 points for you guys a few seasons ago.
This isn't Cavs time right now, but it was a slog. It was 17. Was a slog. I'll say that.
That's true. Well, 17. He was averaging 13 points.
We were all exhausted by the time he got there.
18-19 was when he had a 17-point game a season. But yeah, 17, three rebounds, 2.5 assists. Not a bad year.
What's he doing this year?
This year, averaging 18 and a half off the bench, primarily. Four rebounds.
He's hanging out with Brandon Jennings every other weekend.
What do you think they do in Utah?
Shoot skeet.
Drive. I'm going to give you guys
Bunny Ranch.
Wait, is there? Oh, in Vegas, in Nevada. Got it. Yeah. Probably. I imagine that's what Lamar Odom did, right? I don't know why I brought him up.
Yeah, I was sorry. Like, oh, damn. He just almost died.
Alex, cut that out. Alex, cut that out, please.
No. Keep it in.
Guys, I'm going to each give you one guess. You tell me what basketballreference.com lists Jordan Clarkson's nickname as.
Little Big Planet.
Nope.
Schnookums.
Oh, that's cute. Flamethrower.
Get the fuck out of here.
This is what a basketball fucking lame nickname, right?
Don't like it.
Is Basketball Reference nicknames just the Wikipedia for basketball people? Who has ever said, watch out for Flamethrower?
They're actually highly curated. And I read an article about it one time about where they come from. And like they are they research and confirm. It's like the Snopes.com of nicknames. Like they do actual, like they won't put a nickname up unless you can prove that you've been called that.
By whom?
I don't know. Called him I can't remember. Do you know what Jordan Clarkson's Twitter name is? Jordan Clarkson. You can find him on Twitter at Jordan Clarksons, as in plural Jordan Clarkson.
Okay.
Anyways, I'm not afraid of the Utah Jazz. If I'm anybody, if I'm the Lakers and the Warriors, I'm like, yeah, I will try to maybe get the 8 seed.
It's a dangerous game because then you got to go see Los Spurs in the hellhole.
You know, it's a tough task. Who do you think? Do you think the Grizzlies and the Spurs? Spurs are definitely coming out of that.
Actually, probably not. I guess the Grizzlies will win, huh? It's in Memphis.
It is in Memphis. Spurs are kind of on. They finished the season very weak. They finished 2-8.
They seem like
on a four game losing streak.
They don't have a center right now. It's a little fucked up over there, it seems.
You think DeMar DeRozan ever looks over at his shoulder and tries to kiss the Joker?
Yeah.
Every morning.
Morning, Jokey.
Good morning, Jokey. I mean, you obviously don't want to play the Grizzlies, but are either team afraid? It would be ballsy as fuck to tank against the Warriors. I mean,
this would be exactly like, okay, I know none of you guys watched The Challenge. To all of our listeners that watched The Challenge, all probably two of you, this is exactly what Fessy did this season. Fessy threw himself, even though he already had his gold skull, into the challenge ring because he wanted to get a new partner. And that's what the Lakers would be doing if they threw the game against the Warriors in order to face off against the Jazz. They would just be throwing themselves in the elimination against the Grizzlies and counting on getting the matchup they wanted.
We all deserve a Lakers-Suns first round series, though.
Whoever the Jazz get, that should be fun.
The Warriors could beat the Jazz.
I don't think so.
I don't think the Warriors will win a first round against anybody.
I mean, they probably won't, but the Warriors have no shot of beating the Suns. They have a tiny shot of making it competitive against the Jazz. The Lakers got to be thinking they're going to win their first round matchup, right?
If I'm LeBron James and Anthony Davis and the rest of the Lakers, I'm not afraid of really anybody in this whole playoffs except for the Nuggets, maybe.
Are you afraid of the Nuggets?
Guarding AD? Who on the Suns is guarding Anthony Davis? Not the real AD.
DeAndre Ayton. I mean, he's not gonna shut AD down, but DeAndre Ayton's an excellent big defender.
So then who's guarding the real AD, Andre Drummond?
Paging Dr. Eminem. Will a real one stand up? Am I right?
Are they afraid of the Nuggets the most? If you're the Lakers, are you not? Who are you? Think you're afraid of the Nuggets more than the Clippers?
Afraid of the Nuggets more than the Clippers. Yeah.
The Nuggets, the Clippers, the Blazers, and maybe the Suns can all beat them. That's four teams that I think could beat them.
If the Jazz go to the finals, I'm going to be so fucking pissed.
It's not going to happen.
No way.
The Mavs got? Where are the Mavericks?
I think Clippers, Mavs. Clippers, Mavs. I think Clippers. I'm going to go ahead and say Clippers sweep.
Listen, this might turn into a real Nick Anderson thing.
Go on.
Let the Clippers drop game. If the Clippers drop game one, what is Paul George going to do besides fold mentally?
I don't know. I think I can't see the Clippers losing to the Mavs.
They shouldn't.
Not even dropping. They should not. Not even they dropping not. A game.
But this is the most underrated matchup. This is a matchup we don't want to talk about because we know how this ends with Paul George looking like a binatch.
Right. I mean, that's how it started, and that's the middle as well.
Do you think the Clippers-Dallas series is going to be more competitive? What do you think is going to go longer? Clippers-Mavericks or Nuggets-Blazers?
Nuggets-Blazers, I think, is going six, at least.
Both going seven. How about that?
I'm going to go ahead. Luka's going to get his 16th tech. He's going to get suspended for a game. Mavs are going to lose. Like, it's just...
Techs carry over to the playoffs?
Yeah, isn't that why Draymond Green got suspended for the 2016 finals?
I should know that.
No.
What the fuck?
It was because he got enough techs in the playoffs.
Oh, it was?
That's what I thought. Yeah. Techs shouldn't carry over to... Come on. A frowny face tech carries? No way.
Oh, okay, yeah. So it's only four technicals in the playoffs.
That makes sense. So he'll get thrown out of round two after they beat the Clippers.
Yeah.
If they beat the Clippers, I will be very disappointed. I'm sorry, Paul George, if you or anyone from your impending media team listened to me call you a binatch about 2 minutes ago. I don't want it to be this way.
Who do you guys think is the hottest team going into the playoffs?
So it was actually, it was Draymond's third flagrant.
Oh, no, we're talking about the West. I'm sorry.
It wasn't Tex.
He was third flagrant. But in the current rule, according to rule books I'm seeing, is that it's four Tex, or I guess three flagrants. Who knows? I don't know. I think Luka's definitely a big candidate for being suspended a game.
Where's Porzingis? Is he still out?
Hey, you know what? Quick shout out. Speaking of flagrants, our very own Peter Moses was on the excellent Flagrant podcast recently.
Yo, it was a great episode. They were doing all the Kyrie conspiracies.
Yeah, shout out Flagrant.
Did you do Round Ball Rock too?
I did. I did call into Round Ball Rock as well. Listen, people want to talk about the Cavs, not on this podcast, but everywhere else. I go on the other pods to get my Cavs fix, baby.
Bro, you talk about the Cavs 8 minutes every episode.
That's true. I'm sorry about that. I really would like to apologize to everybody again.
Well, shout out Flagrant. That's a very good podcast. It is, I guess you could call it like a true crime podcast for the NBA. In a way,
just another podcast that's much better than ours.
Yep. But Peter,
are
was
we
on it.
The listen, worst podcast?
No, we're not the worst podcast. There was literally an Airbuds podcast that was worse than us.
That you made fun of mercilessly.
Yeah, because they fucking sucked.
You said you were going to kill one of those dudes.
Yeah, you murdered them. They're in your backyard.
Well, I'll tell you what, the podcast isn't being published anymore, so that's all I'll say. God.
Publish this in hell.
Yeah. Oh, but those dudes sucked. And then they left us a one-star review and like tried to be cute about it. And then
And you had to read it.
No, because we only read 5 stars, baby.
Yeah, but you went off on those guys.
I think it was like probably the summer of 2017. These dudes definitely started their Airbuds basketball podcast 2 years after us. There was nothing going on in the NBA. We had nothing to talk about. You know what I did? I fucking created content, okay? I needed to look for something to fill time with, and we did it. For 2 episodes, I complained about another podcast with the same name as us.
Yeah. And
look, look, they're dead and in my yard. It worked.
It's weird that you put a little cross out there and on top of where you buried them. It's like,
oh Jesus!
Okay. It's not a cross. It's an X to mark the spot where I piss every night.
Okay. Let me pull the reins on Benner here.
No need. So we're saying you're saying both those series are going 7 games, huh?
No, that's what
Jamel's saying. Yeah,
that, Jamel, mark me down for a couple of 7 pieces.
All right, well, I mean, let's just talk about the flavor du jour here, which is the Eastern Conference play-ins. It's happening tonight.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
it's
fuck.
Tomorrow night, right?
It's happening tonight.
It's happening tonight.
Mm. Jesus, Benner. Yeah.
Let me tell you how podcasts work, Benner. We record these, Jesus, and then somebody edits them, and then we turn them out the next day.
No. Oh. People edit this? Why does it sound fucking trash?
Because we tell them to make it sound shitty.
Oh, man.
Because your directions and your WeTransfer are like, make sure this sucks ass. Goodbye.
Yeah.
No.
All right, man.
I lost the thread on when we were publishing this. You know, look, okay, this is the charm of our podcast.
It's just us chatting,
guys. It's just us talking.
I'm getting John Tapper in here.
Yo, John Taffer, let's get him on the pod for sure.
Come fix this.
That show is such a fun concept because it's like literally they show up, producers show up, and they're just like, okay, we need you guys to act like you're doing this and doing that. Like, you know, act like you guys are bad employees and you're stealing money and you're doing all this stuff and like, they just like they show up and they create these staged issues and then they send like a 6'5", 75-year-old man with a red face in to yell at these people for the staged things that they've been told to do. And it's crazy. I just like it's so funny. It's like the fakest show on TV, but it's so entertaining.
Disney Plus, Hulu, and ESPN Plus. This fall, the Disney bundle has all the action.
Holy smokes!
Watch live NFL and college football games on ESPN Plus. On Disney Plus, there's Loki Season 2.
War is on its way.
And Ahsoka.
Buckle up.
And on Hulu, you can watch The Boogeyman and Welcome to Wrexham.
Oh my God, the expectation.
All of these and more streaming this fall with the Disney bundle. Blackouts and restrictions apply. 18 plus only. Access content from each service separately. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Taffer was credited content, with creating bro. NFL Sunday Tickets programming package, which launched in 1994.
Wait, really?
Yeah. Isn't that wild?
That is wild.
His also first job was bartending at Barney's Beanery.
Yep. I am definitely going to go home and watch some good old Bar Rescue tonight. It's a great show.
I found out tonight at dinner that no one, my wife or my in-laws, have seen School of Rock, and I was floored.
Yeah, come
Beth
on.
Beth hasn't seen it?
Interesting. That was adorable.
It was a classic. That's like right in our like...
all-timer.
Yeah.
Musicals, you know, kids being rad.
No, kids being
Kevin O'Connor. Rad. Exactly. Kevin O'Connor's first on camera appearance.
Kevin O'Connor, the basketball dude.
Yeah, you guys didn't know that?
Excuse me.
From The Ringer?
Yeah, hold on, I'll show you. Pulling it up.
From The Ringer and The Ringer Union?
Yeah, from The Ringer. I don't know about The Ringer Union, but you guys ready? Share and screen. And check out little Kevin O'Connor.
Yeah.
No.
Yes. No.
No, it's not really him.
No, it's not, because the next thing there's mugshot.
Oh my God, he does look like Kevin O'Connor's evil twin brother.
For shoplifting.
Yeah.
Jesus, man.
No, that's been a meme that's been making the rounds on NBA Twitter lately, is that Kevin O'Connor, because you know how he posts a video of himself playing guitar all the time.
I love
it. Pretty good.
Yeah. Okay, I think I think the Wizards are going to come out as the 7th seed.
Me too, for sure. Lock it in. Are we betting on this game?
Yes.
Tonight's game? Tonight?
Tonight's game tonight. Tonight's game tonight.
Look, I'm going to try to be calm. I'm going to be head to toe whizzed out, and I'm going to try to be calm.
Joel, you wanna try to see if we can get together and watch it someplace tomorrow?
Dude, that sounds sick, bro. Well, hold on. I might. Depends on when I get out.
Depends on when
I get out of secret mission number 83.
Stay tuned, listeners.
Because our game is at the game's at 4 our time, right? Or is it 5?
Might be
five.
It's 6 o'clock.
Six.
It's the second game.
Yo,
TV's 6:10 your time.
What the fuck?
Pacers Hornets 6:40 tip.
6:40 Eastern.
6:40 Eastern. Yeah.
Oh wow, interesting.
6:40 Eastern.
The worst part about being on the East Coast is every game starts at 11:30 at night.
You really get used to how nice it is to be on the West Coast watching sports, huh?
Basketball is a West Coast sport. We like the way they dribble up and down my shorts.
Sports is a West Coast sport.
Football is not West Coast.
What's better than waking up at 10 a.m. and getting the football out of the way?
Guys being dudes?
Just dudes being dudes.
What's better than
this? You
could
be a dude way better at 11, at 1, though. Getting with your dudes at 1 is yes. I'm not hanging with my dudes at 10.
Football dudes, though, like, football dudes are like, let's get there at 6 a.m. and get hammered. Like, what are you talking about? Well, football dudes, no clock. They're always on the clock.
Or, you know, you guys all have sex at the secret poker game meetup. Stay there, wake up, game's on.
Nice.
Are you going to some kind of like Eyes Wide Shut card game night?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to ask any more questions about that. I just want
to... I'm not.
Yeah, Peter doesn't want to ask any more questions. Just text him the address. And
I got you.
Just drop me a pin and see you when I see you.
I've already talked about the orgy house in Van Nuys on this show, right?
What?
I've never been. Don't think so.
Now,
do you want to save it for the Patreon or no?
Oh, who gives a shit? I never went. Okay. My coworker lives next door to an orgy house that has a webpage.
Really?
Yes. And so then one time, some dude was trying to get into the orgy house and was like, you know, I don't know if he's drunk or whatever, but was just like beating on my coworker's door. Like, let me in. And then like to the point where they like fucked up their garage. They had to like get their garage paired. This dude was trying to break into their crib because he thought it was an orgy.
I'm trying to find this website, but
is it localorgy.com?
Probably not.
Van Nuys Orgy?
allswingersclub.org?
Maybe. You know, I saw the website. It was like an Angel Fire page.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
Yeah, hooligans. Well,
So we're all just cranking off the orgy videos.
Yeah, whoops.
No, I'm just cranking off to thinking about Jamel at this weird poker game.
It's an SVU episode. Don't worry about it.
All right. So Hornets are definitely beating the Pacers. Wizards are beating the Celtics. And then the Gordon Hayward Bowl to see who gets the eighth seed.
I mean, Gordon Hayward is not playing tomorrow, right? Or tonight?
I do not think so.
It's still the Gordon Hayward Bowl, though.
That is right.
I just want to go ahead and point out, I called it multiple times. Way back when Gordon Hayward signed that 4-year contract with the Hornets, I said they're going to regret that. $120 million for that. And
they just signed it.
They just signed it. And where is he right now? They're about to be in a play-in game without him.
Yeah. Yes.
Hornets rule. Hayward ruled out.
Yeah.
Is he just done for the year? What the fuck are they doing? He'll play if we make the finals. Yo, just shut this guy down.
The finals. I'll play if they make the finals.
See what I'm saying?
It's exactly. Funny. He went from Utah to Boston, and now Charlotte. Is he just like working his way down the list of most bigoted NBA cities?
Yeah.
Make him a way down south, fucking path, living fast and to follow you. Yeah, next time he's playing in Birmingham, Alabama.
Can you guys please explain to me why I should be confident that the Wizards are going to beat the Celtics? Why are you guys confident?
No Jaylen Brown.
Okay.
Jason Tatum, unreliable, kind of having a his blue period at the moment.
I disagree with that.
You guys are so excited to fucking be there. Have you listened to yourself on this podcast for the last 2 months? This is fucking Christmas for you and for the team. The fact that you guys get to be in a competitive game. The Celtics are fucking sad as fuck that they're in this game. There's no way they're getting up for this game the way
you guys are. Doesn't matter when the lights come on, man. They're going to forget all about that. And they're going to be like, oh, wait, we're playing the Wizards today? Oh, nah. They're going to snap out of it. It's going to be like when, you know what I'm saying, Will Ferrell blacked out in Old School.
Sounds tight.
And they're just going to pitch a perfect debate.
Okay, last few games, Jason Tatum, he did not dress against the Knicks the other night. He shot 40% the game before.
Fine.
Game before that, he had a good game.
How good?
He shot 57%.
That's pretty damn good.
With 33 points. That's pretty good. He shot 20%. He shot 45%.
Mm-hmm.
He had a good game, right around 50, and then he shot 37%.
Where's the one where he scored 60?
That was one of the 50% games, 54%.
How are you just going to glance over the fact that he scored 60 points a week and a half ago?
This team's been bad. He's kind of like been like not contributing to them winning. I don't know. I just feel like
when he scored 60.
He scored 60 and they won, and then they went like, they got loss. They basically went like, let's see, I don't want to count here, but they went 4-9 in like their last like 14 games or whatever.
By the time you're listening to this, Jason Tatum will have scored 97 points in one game.
He's very good. He's just clearly not, he's not contributing to his team winning at the moment because they're not winning.
Yeah.
And then they lost Jaylen Brown. Yeah.
Where's Marcus Smart? Is Tristan Thompson still on the team? is there Daniel Tice?
Tristan Thompson's still on the team. Oh, look, here, Clutch Sports, your favorite, Jamel, just released three reasons Celtics will beat Wizards in playing game. You want to read them for me so you can feel bad about yourself?
Yeah.
Reason number one, Jason Tatum. Reason number two, even against the Celtics, Washington has trouble behind the arc. Reason number three, Bradley Beal is incredible, but he's not 100%. That is the only thing I'm worried about for you guys.
Yeah, he kicked it in there after halftime. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
The shooting bothers me. Our centers bother me. These are two things. I don't know. But Russ, the one thing I will say is the man gets us in the bonus.
He does, for sure.
Dude picked up four fouls on the Hornets in like 3 minutes in the fourth quarter, doing the same shit. Driving in the lane like a maniac, dip the shoulder, foul. It's like, it's not even a foul. It's just fucking physics. This dude is using his body like a fucking bumper car.
Did you know that Westbrook, when he notches a triple-double, the teams are 136-45?
That's very good.
That's very good. And
all this shit people talk about getting upset that he's getting triple doubles. That's a phenomenal fucking stat.
It's really fucking phenomenal.
Who has ever given him grief about stat chasing, and by that I just mean Bill Simmons, you're an idiot. What the fuck? Oh, turns out when the guy on my team gets a triple double, we win. Wow.
Bill Simmons, Stephen A. saying the shit doesn't matter. You know, it hurts. And what I'll say is, I've said it before, I thought them rebounds was fake. These rebounds are not fake. The rebounds are super real.
I will say the rebound that led to the record, Davis Bertans clearly kind of went like, whoop, like, you get it, Russ. Like he,
listen.
But yeah, I think you're right. He's like, I don't know. Why? How are rebounds fake anyways? Like,
listen, part of being a good rebounder is scaring the shit out of your teammates to make sure you get all the rebounds. Just ask the greatest of all time, like Dennis Rodman, Carmelo Anthony. This is just like how the game is played.
It's part of
right. It also is beneficial for the point guard to get a rebound because it starts the fast break. It means that he can bring it up and get into sets quicker. Like, it is beneficial for a center to let a point guard get a rebound if the point guard is near.
Yeah. How much are the Lakers going to win by tonight?
Tomorrow night?
34.
If they don't win by 30, I'm going to be pissed. Because Adam Silver had a hand in it.
I think the Lakers win by... I think it's going to be close. I think it's going to be like it's going to be an under 8-point win.
How did Jordan Bell end up back on the Warriors? Why is he back on the water?
Wasn't he with the Raptors for like a minute?
He's with the Raptors. He was with us two different times. Jordan Bell has played for 10 teams this year.
It's crazy. I guess Steve Kerr just really likes him or something, but they also
have
nobody.
He got rim checked by himself like two nights ago.
You got a rim job two nights ago? Was this at that orgy house in Van Nuys you know about?
Man, what a callback.
Orgies.biznet.
Are you sure you're not a star, Benner?
What do you mean?
That was star quality. You just spun that fucking shit like a goddamn golden thread.
I am not. I'm a fucking pile of dog shit. Let's move on. Guys, I'm excited. Against all odds, I do think the play-in tournament's stupid. I do have a theory that the only way to make it actually work and mean something is to expand it even further and make it top four seeds get guaranteed playoff spots, and then the next eight fight for 5, 6, 7, 8.
Jesus Christ, that's lunacy.
Well, here's my take on
it. Why not? That sounds fucking sweet. Fuck
right
it, man.
Now, the Suns and the Jazz, despite being the 2-1 seed, having worked hard to get those, they're at a disadvantage right now. Like, the Nuggets and the Clippers know exactly who they're playing, the Mavs and the Blazers. So they're game prepping already. Right now, the Jazz and the Suns don't know what's coming for them.
Game prep is overrated. These dudes
doesn't
don't
make
even
that much
practice.
Of a difference, though. You kind of had me up until this justification. I was with you, but like,
game prep is everything. In
motherfuckers
the fucking
don't even
playoffs.
Practice, dog.
Has anyone
the Wizards
ever
haven't practiced
Jordan
in
Bell?
A month.
Game prep and adjustments is everything in the playoffs. We know this. This is why, like, the Jazz are gonna fucking lose
yeah,
in the first
after
round
game
because
one.
People are gonna adjust to them quickly.
After game one, you play a game and then you're like, "Oh shit, that happened."
Okay, so you don't think Mike Malone right now is with his coaching staff figuring out ways to try to contain Dame Lillard?
Sure. Don't let him touch the ball. That's all you can do is face guard him. He's Dame. He can shoot from anywhere.
Right. I'm just saying, like,
what are you going to prep to stop him from shooting from half court?
The 3-6 seeds know exactly what they're facing come a week from now. The Suns and the Jazz are losing 4 days, basically, a week almost, in knowing exactly who they're going up against.
I mean, I feel you. But then also, it's like, if you make it that much, it's just a whole nother season. You would have to make the regular season 60 games just to do this, because what happens when whoever's the fifth seed, they win a game, then they lose a game? Like, what is it, quadruple elimination?
I think the current play-in iteration is a half-assed version of what it could be. So it's either you go all in or you do this version that, like, is tiny. Why not make it bigger?
I love this. A playoff for the playoff? Like a real playoff for the playoff?
Yeah, it's like playoffs.
I don't know. I think I truly do think the like actual answer, if the play-in tournament is an actual kind of solution for like fan interest and also anti-tanking and things like that, the actual solution then is relegation. And we've talked about this on the pod multiple times. But they're never going to do relegation.
Make basketball soccer.
Yeah.
It's just too much money, man. The Cavs are not. What are they going to do when they have to play the Canton Charge? How are you going to play your own minor league team?
Dude, that's another movie right there. Right. Like LA Defenders or whatever. Is it the LA Defenders still? Or is it just the South Bay Lakers now?
Yes. Second one.
They have to play the Lakers in order to try to get into the NBA.
I love what you're doing.
You're crushing basically right back to the major league, back to the minors.
And we got Scott Bakula.
Anyways, guys. Yeah.
Bakula. I need That's me fuck. Some Bakula.
Bakula that ass up. That slick son of a bitch.
You know what makes me also think the Jazz are going to be just out in the first round? Looking at the stat, never noticed before. What do you think their record is in overtime games this year?
1-8.
2-13.
0-3.
Oh.
I like that JaVale and I assume that they played a quarter of their games.
Yeah, it's overtime.
I forgot I've been watching the Wizards, dude. We're in overtime every other fucking day.
Wizards are 4-1 in overtime. I'm just saying an 0-3 overtime for a one seed is like, oh, you guys are going to fucking fold like laundry when the pressure is on.
Oh,
we all
Rudolph.
Want the Jazz to lose.
Yeah, we do, of course.
Oh, I don't want Mike Conley to lose.
That's true. Well, I want him on a winner. And the Jazz are not a winner.
Trade him right now. Trade him before the game. Trade him before the play-in starts.
Is there any legal mechanism where they could actually get him to a different team? No. I think the rosters are set.
Would he have to sue the Jazz? What if he like, okay, now I don't want to make light of anything serious, you know, but let's just say.
Go on.
Let's just say something happens, you know, like, I don't know, Quinn Snyder shoots Mike Conley. It's a through and through non-shooting arm. Mm-hmm.
clean exit.
And he's like, I don't feel safe around this man.
I bet there is probably something in the CBA of like hostile workplace things can get you out of a deal.
Yeah. Quinn Snyder looking like the principal from Daria. Or whatever that dude's name was.
Yeah.
I Pops, know you're talking Mike about, yeah. Conley with a 22.
Clean entry, clean exit. Mike is fine. Just
Mike is fine. Stitches. He's just like, I can't be here anymore. He's like,
I can't be here.
But you can't tell me I can't play basketball anymore. The coach shot me.
And then the Lakers, Vogel's like, I'll never shoot you. Come join us.
What is going on right now?
I have no idea. Jamel's high. I'm indulging bits. Peter's still on orgy.biz.
God damn it. No.
Yeah,
I'm so
I'm at Van Nuys fuckparty.xyz.
Let's wrap this up. This was the second half of our little playoff preview, I guess. I don't know. I'm excited to see the games tonight, tomorrow night. So excited. Guys, anything you want to plug? Jamel, anything you got coming up? You always got friend or foe at your website.
Listen, man, just stay near your internet radio.
There it is.
We got stuff coming, baby. You better believe it.
Honestly, stay tuned to your internet and your television for Jamel Johnson in 2021.
I'm going to be somewhere around some headphones.
Hell yeah. Buy some headphones.
Buy some headphones, baby doll. The time is now.
Do you think every one of our listeners definitely listens on headphones?
No. Somebody's got a beat pill.
But I think us specifically, I think people will look at people like, would you ever play our podcast around your significant other?
Why would you? Absolutely
exactly.
Not.
Exactly. I think we're a strictly headphone podcast. We got to be.
We are a dishes, laundry, and driving alone podcast. Yeah.
And you know what? I'm going to make sure it stays that way because I'm going to talk about sucking a minion's dick now to close the show.
All right. Goodbye. Okay. Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.